Maine lawmakers weigh bill to legalize online gaming. The Maine legislature is considering a proposal to legalize online gaming in the jurisdiction. Titled, An Act to Create Economic Opportunity for the Wabanaki Nations Through Internet Gaming. House Bill 116 seeks to permit each federally recognized tribe within the Wabanaki Nations to offer internet gaming and related activities. The bill would establish a licensing framework for internet gaming that mirrors the existing law regulating online sports betting, which the Wabanaki Nations currently operate under. This arrangement would favor Caesars Entertainment and DraftKings, which already have partnerships with three and one of the four tribes, respectively. Several key players in the iGaming sector have submitted written testimonies backing the bill to the Maine legislature. As expected, Caesars and DraftKings are among the most vocal supporters. Quote, Today, we stand united with the Wabanaki Nations in support of LD 1164. This legislation is a responsible path to create economic opportunity for Maine's federally recognized tribal nations through a strong state regulatory framework under the Gambling Control Unit. A well-regulated internet gaming market will provide new revenues for Maine and the Wabanaki Nations. Joseph Tyrell, Regional Vice President for Government Relations at Caesars Entertainment. Matt Scalf, DraftKings Government Affairs Manager, said that regulating online gaming would generate new revenue for the state and other stakeholders and provide essential consumer protections. He further noted that adopting a reasonable tax rate, similar to Connecticut's 18%, would lead to positive revenue trends and create a market suited to eradicate the illegal market. Opposition from gaming industry. Despite the bill's strong backing, there are critics with opposing views on why it shouldn't be passed into law. Among them are other gaming operators like FanDuel, BetMGM, Penn, and Churchill Downs, who argue that the bill's licensing requirements would give existing operators an unfair advantage. Quote, We are concerned that it will not create the healthy, regulated market that we have seen in many other states. As written, this bill would mirror Maine's existing online sports betting framework that has limited the market to just two operators despite the ability to have up to four. Michael Venter, Senior Manager of State Government Relations at FanDuel. Social risks and addiction fears. Religious organizations and medical societies also strongly oppose the bill. They express concerns about its social and moral implications and potential consequences that may arise from allowing online gambling in the state. Quote, Since Michigan legalized online casino games and sports betting in 2021, calls to the gambling addiction hotline have tripled. Two-thirds of these calls are from men, 30% in their 30s, and 21% are in their 40s. If you feel that bringing internet casino gambling into Maine is the right thing to do, which I do not, please be sure to find a funding source to identify and treat increased gambling addiction. Dr. Patty Hymanson, Maine Medical Association Representative.